Hello, everybody, and welcome to Around Town. I'm your host, Ron Giordano. We have a very special guest today. You're listening to 101.5 FM, your Huntley Community Radio Station. Our guest today is Alex Garwood, a board member for the Tillman Foundation. Alex, welcome to Around Town.
Thank you very much for having me, Ron. I appreciate it.
Let's tell the folks about the foundation. I mean, people have heard about the Pat Tillman Foundation, but I don't know if they know all the ins and outs, the details, and what you do and what can be done. And I think it's good to get it out there and let people know the foundation, their mission, what's happening. Alex, let's tell the folks all about it.
Well, I appreciate that opportunity, and it's always a challenge to try to summarize. But the short version is we have a foundation in Pat Tillman's name, and our job there is to carry forward his legacy. What does that mean? It means that we provide scholarships and fellowship in a community for veterans, active duty members, and or spouses. So there is a community of now 850 plus men and women who are continuing their mission of education and such. And so those men and women, some of them are getting their undergraduate degrees, some are getting graduate level degrees. And this is across all walks of life and all five branches of the military. And some of those folks are, you know, in the medical field or law or education or just about anything. And if you look, you know, at our website, which is pretty simple, it's ptf.org or pattillmanfoundation.org, there's a place where you can look up our scholars and you can see some of the incredible things that they're doing. So that's kind of my initial salvo, if you will, if that helps.
Well, this week you're welcoming the, 15th class of Tillman Scholars?
Yes, sir. On Tuesday, we announced another 60 Tillman Scholars, and it is our 15th class. And again, these men and women are amazing, amazing human beings. I've had the opportunity over the years, and including this year, to sit on our selection committees. And it's one of those things where you're reading about them and what they've already done, but what they intend to do. And talk about just impossibly humbling experience, because these folks are, I mean, they're just amazing. And you're reading it and you're going, holy crap, like I'm supposed to judge them and rank them. And it really becomes this exercise in these, you're nitpicking on things that they're not good in. Anyway, it's an incredible experience of humility. And what an incredible honor that it ties back to Pat, which is partly what it's all about, if that makes sense.
So for the scholarship community, that type of thing, there's a website to go to, correct, Alex?
Yes, sir. So from the PatTillmanFoundation.org website, or simply PTF, from there, you can look up our scholars. And as I said, you can read short bios about them, and there's some videos and such. But look, there's a vast spectrum of these men and women. And you have some, you know, there's the story, and I'll leave the name out, but, you know, young man who grew up on the Native American reservation in Arizona, and as a young teenager, or sorry, a teenager, got in trouble with the law. The judge said, jail or Marine Corps, choose. And he chose the Marine Corps, and in the Corps, you know, found his calling, found his purpose, found what he could do. And after a successful career as a Marine, although once a Marine, always a Marine, but he's getting his undergraduate degree, and he'll go back to the reservation and help educate and show, you know, what is possible. So that's one spectrum.
That's great.
All the way to a gentleman that, and you've probably read about and you've seen, his name's Johnny Kim. He's an astronaut, but moreover, you know, he went through some stuff as a kid that no one should have to go through. And he decided then and there to be a defender. And with that, you know, went to school, but became a Navy SEAL and a Navy corpsman, and then eventually became a doctor. And now he's an astronaut, and he's part of the Artemis program that'll go to the moon on our way to Mars. I share that with you, Ron, just because there's a spectrum, you know, doesn't have to be left to right, but there's the spectrum of humans that are carrying forward a tradition of action, of doing, of stepping forward, of running to the fight, much like Pat did.
That's pretty awesome. And I know that you guys cover areas such like medicine, like humanities, education, STEMs, law.
I mean,
it's across the board.
Right. You know, and again, if you go to the website and you look up the bios of these 850 men and women, and they're growing every year, but there's almost a double negative. There's almost nothing you can't find. Whether it's film or like you mentioned STEM or humanities or education, any of those things, but it can be film or, if you're super interested in combating autism. Great. Not great. That sounded bad. But the point being is that there's someone, a piece for everyone. And to me, that is very reflective of Pat. And, one of the things about him that was so fascinating is his interest in so many different things. And Ron, I can't speak for him. In my experience, however, if he were sitting with you, he'd say, "Oh my God, so Ron, what's your background? How'd you get into radio? Why? And tell me more." And he was such a voracious reader and someone who was educating himself at all times that he would be able to ask you some intelligent questions and learn. And he had this incredible ability to ask questions and really want to know the answer and not let you get away from BSing him with things. "Hey man, how was your weekend?" "That's all right." "Well, I don't know. What do you mean it was only all right? Help." And that thirst and that, to see that reflected in our scholars is powerful and, a reminder again of that what we're doing is the right thing.
These are the kind of things that people don't know about Pat Tillman, where they just say, "Well, he's got a foundation. We know he played football. We know he went into service. He lost his life." But they don't know all the little intricacies that you're talking about right now, Alex, which I think lend to the story of him as a person that's very important for people to know about.
Yes. Yes. And you'll find that our scholars, they're very, very humble, but they identify with Pat. And there's a thing that they'll talk about of imposter syndrome. And my goodness, I cannot believe that I was selected for this. And a great way to learn about a Tillman scholar, don't ask them. Ask them about the scholar next to them, meaning they will brag for their compatriots. They won't talk about themselves. But I bring that up because they identify with Pat and they identify with bettering yourself, with stepping forward to doing the right thing, whatever that passion is. Pat wrote extensively about passion, and that's how one ought to live, in his opinion. And our scholars are passionate. And again, they're from all different walks of life and thoughts and such. And, that was one of my favorite things about Pat, is that if he understood something, he learned more about it. And moreover, if he didn't understand something, then by goodness, he'd go figure out more, if that makes sense.
Well, you talk about your scholarships, and one of the things that you mentioned is humble leadership and impact. And that's so important. In fact, I know that our station manager here and myself, we're both veterans, and we can relate to that because that's just so important. Camaraderie, leadership, being humble and serving others is very, very important.
And Ron, what branch were you?
I was in the Army, 327th MP Battalion.
Okay. And then what about Jim?
Jim was in the Army Signal Corps.
Well, wait, Signal Corps, doesn't that mean you're like visual? That's not just radio, right?
I was a radio repairman.
Oh, all right. Never mind. I was going to make a visual reference, which won't work on radio. Never mind. Well, thank you. I appreciate that. I knew there had to be some sort of connection. So thanks, Jim and Ron. I appreciate you sharing that.
You're quite welcome. And folks should know, too, that, they say, "Alex Garwood, who is he? Who's this guy besides a board member?" You might want to tell them what your relationship is, too, and how you know Pat, Alex.
I had the honor and privilege of earning Pat's friendship. And part of that came from the fact that we married sisters. So my wife, Christine, and Pat's wife, Marie, are sisters. So both of us married our high school sweethearts. We were smart enough to do that. And so we hung out at various family, our wives come from a large Italian family. And so you would be at, where the grandmas would call it a shindig. You'd be at lots of different shindigs and we'd find ways to, chat and connect. And I will tell you, Ron, I appreciate the question. Aside from being a dad to Christine and my three sons, which is, and all that goes into being a dad, I mean, that's the most meaningful thing I've ever known. After that, my friendship with Pat, both when he was here and now as it continues, and he's been gone a while, my friendship with him and all that comes with that is it's the second most meaningful thing I've known in my life. And I believe that that's testament to the kind of person he was, the lasting impact that he has. And know, that's part of his ongoing legacy. And then again, that ties back to our foundation and what we do. And so, and I was chuckling, that's kind of the wrong way to put it. But as you introduced this, you said Tillman Foundation. And to me, it's the Pat Tillman Foundation. And here's why. You know, the name Tillman means something. But to me, I don't say Pat Tillman very often unless I'm being more formal. And you'll hear I speak about my friend Pat. And we try very hard to share that with the scholars. And, you know, you can hear in this, you know, it's very important that we talk about our foundation and our scholars. But you hear me sprinkling in more about Pat because selfishly, you know, Ron, I want you to know about him. And, you know, he got cheated out of a long life. You know, he lived a great, very short life. Anyway, hopefully that makes sense.
Well, you know, and you're right. I think people understand that. But look at his legacy now. What's taken place? What evolved? You know, people say things happen for a reason. Sure, you hate to have it happen this way. But what's come about is this Pat Tillman Foundation. What has done for so many people? And I know there's a little note that I've got here about the scholars that you might want to talk about some of these scholars. There's a 2021 scholar and 2016 and 2018. I mean, you got some awesome scholars here that we should tell the people about.
Well, yeah. Well, you know, they gave us a few to talk about. And I'll tell you what, look, there's 850 plus. And, you know, Luis is a great example. And one, he is phenomenal at directing you to the right Mexican food wherever you are. So just note to
that's
self.
That's a plus factor. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, you know, he knows. And anyway, it's a long, there's a little longer story, but he's at Texas A&M, you know, go Aggies. And he's finishing his PhD. His mom gives him a hard time. Like, is that a real degree? But he's mapping underground environments, which will help the military intelligence and figure out, you know, where to be and where not to be. And he's just a young man who has, you know, fought literally and figuratively and to the point where he's going to be a doctor, which is just, it's super, super powerful. You know, Kate Newton, you know, she's a devil, you know, at ASU, go Devils. You know, she's a nurse practitioner, but dealing with kids cancer or as it's phrased, you know, pediatric oncology. And she's helping deal with, you know, kids who are passing away. You know, the formal term for that is, you know, palliative pediatric care.
Right.
You know, for someone to have that kind of compassion, I mean, talk about a, you know, horrible way to put it, but a thankless job. You know, so Kate does that. And then the last that we would share, 2018 Tillman Scholar, is Emily Balog. And, you know, like Luis, I know Emily personally, and she's from Jersey and will never let you forget it. You know, do not talk to her about the Phillies or the Eagles unless you want to fight.
Okay.
She's incredible. And, you know, she's a mom. But importantly, she's an Air Force veteran and she's an OT, but she teaches at Rutgers and she's helping, you know, aging adults still be involved, you know, in an engaging way within society. So, you know, that's three examples. And again, each of them, you know, the two women and man that we just talked about are super humble. And if you want to learn about them, you got to ask somebody standing next to them because they won't tell you. I mean, they'll talk about the causes and what they're working for and what matters. You know, I mean, if you ask Emily a question, each fellow are going to get an answer, but be prepared for it. You know what I mean?
We're going to pause for just 1 minute, Alex, to remind everybody you're listening to 101.5 FM, your Huntley Community Radio Station. We're talking to Alice Garwood, who's a board member of the Pat Tillman Foundation. You know, these are just awesome stories. And I think what people need to know about and appreciate is how this foundation is truly helping others and what it's doing to make their lives better. And by Pat's loss, it's someone else's gain by what's taking place with this scholarship and how it's working and what you guys are doing, Alex.
Yeah. And it, you know, people will ask periodically, you know, like, what would Pat think? And as I said earlier, I mean, I don't speak for him. I sure as heck wish that I could ask him. I sure wish he, you know, next month, we'll have PTLS, which is Pat Tillman Leadership Summit. It's in Chicago. It's awesome. It's at Roosevelt University, where a bunch of scholars come back, you know, leaders in the world come in as well. But we welcome our new class.
Alex, do you have dates on that?
We do. It's July 21st, and it's through that weekend. And as I mentioned, it's at Roosevelt University. But these men and women come. We welcome them to our family and to our Tillman Scholar community. But I wish that Pat could be there. I wish that he could be there and meet these men and women. I wish that he could engage with them. I wish he could ask them questions. I wish he could learn. I wish he could help. I wish he could sit in and listen on the panels as they discuss, you know, mental health, or they discuss, you know, how's mental health ties to PTSD, or, you know, how, you know, alternative medicine might tie in, you know, pick something. We have a number of panels where they talk. I wish that we could share with him what these folks are doing. And as power, and Ron, as powerful as it is, as incredible as these men and women are. And I mean, look, we've raised, you know, it's $25+ million that we've invested in these men and women over the years. All of that is super, super powerful. And there's just all this goodness. I would trade it in a second to have him back. And I know that's selfish. And I know that's I don't even know what the right word for that is, because I think Pat could have made an even bigger difference. And so to your point, what we do with the foundation is incredible. Look, it's born from tragedy, but yet we're doing good. I wish we could have seen what he would do or would have done.
Well, I think in a way he probably does see what's going on here, Alex. And I think in ways that we don't understand or can visualize, I think that he's looking down and he's appreciating everything that's being done. And he's realizing that he's got just a great brother-in-law that's taking the initiative to help push us along and further along the efforts and the energy and the work that you folks are doing, because it's so important. We've had on this show here, and we try to work to have many different charities on, and we've had a lot of veterans on this show that are suffering from Vietnam and problems in the past and things mm-hmm. they've encountered, and organizations that are helping them, whether it be working with horses or working with animals or whatever. Because I think it's important for people to know about not only the charities, but about our veterans. And that's why when I talk to Stevie about having someone on from the Pat Tillman Foundation, it's important to get that word out there, that people hear about it. They say, oh, yeah, I know about it. But they need to hear what exactly is going on, what you're doing, and all the good that you're doing for these kids based upon the sacrifice that one man made.
Yes. And I would correct you just slightly, because you're right. There are some scholars who are kids, right? You know, we're all getting long in the tooth, but there are some young men and women, but there are also, and we look, most of the veterans are from, you know, this era, right? The Iraq, Afghanistan era. However, there are Vietnam veterans, you know, there might be one or two Korean veterans, but there are from all eras, not all, sorry, but not just now. So yes, they're young, but again, back to my point, it's all five branches, men, women from all walks of life, all different areas. And so look, veterans like you and Jim, you know, you answered the call, you stepped forward, and you have many, many peers who did. And some of those we've been able to connect with. And if there are other men and women out there who can benefit and who will and who are, you know, you mentioned PTSD, and we have a number of Tillman scholars who do equine therapy. I think that's the fancy term for horse therapy, right?
You're right.
That veterans together. Yeah, I just tried to use my big vocabulary there.
Okay.
But these folks are doing that. And so if we, you know, by reaching out in the community, in the Chicagoland community, and if there's a veteran that hears this and realizes that, okay, mate, maybe there's a Tillman Scholar that can help me, that's what it's all about. So I really appreciate that you would reach out to us and give us this opportunity and share more about our foundation, share more importantly about the scholars and what they're doing. And then, of course, more about my friend Pat.
Alex, for the folks that are out there that maybe are interested but aren't sure how to go about it, can you kind of lead them by the hand and how they should get in touch with you folks and how they should go about contacting you and the questions they may have, that how those questions get answered for them?
Yeah. So it's pretty simple. It's our website, pattillmanfoundation.org. or if you don't want to use your fingers that much, it's just ptf.org. There's a contact form there. There's also a donate now button, and you can invest in our foundation. And that investment, sure, carry forward Pat's name, but more importantly, arguably, is you're investing in veterans and spouses who are carrying forward and doing what's right. And so, you know, better than 85 cents for every dollar that you invest goes directly to our Tillman Scholars. So one of the things that we do, and, you know, Pat was a class act. Yeah, he might have sworn a lot, but he always said please and always said thank you and handwritten thank you notes, etc. So this foundation that bears his name, we're a class outfit, meaning, like I said, if you invest money with our foundation, it goes where it's supposed to go. So to directly answer your question, the website, you can ask us questions there. There's a contact us if you have questions. Sure, by all means. And also while you're there, the action that you can take, aside from questions, is make an investment. And while you're there, look up some of the scholars, pick a topic, look it up, read about these men and women. And again, they are amazing, amazing, incredible people.
So for the coming year, 2023 and on to 2024, what are the goals for the foundation that you'd like to attain? Do you have goals set right now, Alex?
We do. And, you know, each year we select scholars, right? You know, there are thousands of applicants that, you know, I talked to you a little bit about the process and how hard it is to pick 60 because they're just amazing. So each year, you know, there's a number of things that we do. We'll welcome our new scholars in July, as we said, at the Pat Tillman Leadership Summit. We have a Tillman Honors Program where we honor a few different folks. It's a in the fall timeframe. We have Pat's Run, which is a 4.2-mile run, both in person in Arizona, where 30,000 of our closest friends join and run or walk. But there's also what we call shadow runs, or at least used to call shadow runs, but, you know, so it's in Chicago. So the answer to your question is those are specific events. We also continue to raise money so that we can keep doing this. We're super efficient. You know, we've not built up I'll refrain from comments about endowments and so forth, but, you know, we raise money and then use it, right? So for us to continue to do this. So the answer to your question directly is to continue what we're doing, to continue to find scholars, to continue to support them, to continue to celebrate what they're doing, to continue to get the message out. So I realize there was only a few specifics in there in my answer, but that's about as good as I'll get.
Well, that's okay. You know, you have to have financial goals, because to be able to support these scholarships each year, there has to be a dollar amount that you need to attain each year to be able to do this.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I wanted to get out to the folks. Like, there's this amount of money that needs to be brought in to be able to support these people who are in need. So you're not just helping those folks, but you're contributing to the foundation, which I'm sure is tax deductible as well.
For sure. It's funny. When we started this, you know, so when Pat was killed, people started sending in checks. And we went, uh-oh, you've got money. What do we do? And so short version is I quit my job and we started a foundation. And I didn't know how to spell 501c3, but
okay,
we figured it out. And
okay.
So you're right. So when you and Jim, or sorry, Ron, when you and Jim write a, when you, you know, if you write a check or credit card or whatever, it's tax deductible. And yeah, you're right. And it's, you know, like I said, it's really important to us that we're efficient with the, I mean, if you take the time and your hard-earned money to invest in what we're doing, especially since it has Pat's name on it, that we're doing the right thing. So yeah, it's 501c3. We have all of that. We are, you know, if you look up GuideStar and any of the charity rankings, we get all the top rankings, you know, as it should. And, you know, that's through hard work from our team at the Pat Tillman Foundation, you know, not the board's effort, but our staff and leadership. So we appreciate all that these folks do.
Well, it's good that you got that out there, because I know a lot of charities, people wonder, gee, is my money, where's it going? Is half the money going to the charity and half the money going to administration? So it's good to get it out there so people are aware of that, Alex.
Yeah. And right. And just really quick on that thread, as this was starting, it was right around the time that, the United Way was in trouble publicly for, it was like, I don't remember what the math is, but to your point, it was like 50 cents on the dollar. you know, there's a lot of overhead and such. So not the case. Pat was frugal. Pat was smart. Pat did things the right way, but the foundation does it the same way.
Well, we want to say thank you to Alex Garwood, the board member for the Pat Tillman Foundation. Thank him for all the time that he spent with us today. You've been listening to 101.5 FM, your Huntley Community Radio station. Go to huntleycommunityradio.com, click on Contact Us for more information. And if you're able to donate to the Pat Tillman Foundation, please do so. Alex, thank you for your time today, and thank you so much for telling us all about the foundation. Have a great day, and folks, you have a great day too.